We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Hannah.
Hey, I'm Maggie.
Hi, I'm Hallie, and here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, and we're so glad you joined us. Last time, we talked about the fruits of the Spirit from the book of Galatians.
Love,
joy,
peace, and patience.
God wants us to grow more fruit, too.
And today, we're going to learn about the rest of God's spiritual fruit.
Kindness,
goodness,
faithfulness,
gentleness, and self-control.
I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I walk in the Spirit and I talk in the Spirit. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit in my life. I got the fruit of the Spirit.
Is kindness. Hallie.
Being nice.
Okay.
Like forgiving.
Good. Alexa.
Helping someone who needs help.
Okay. Yeah. And how does it feel to you when others are kind to you?
Yeah, it feels great.
Okay.
It feels good, and then it makes you want to do it too.
That's right. Okay.
Sometimes you can look up to them for that.
That's right. And they can teach you something, can't they? Well, Jesus was so kind to others. Can you give me some examples where Jesus showed kindness? Hallie.
When he healed the sick.
Mm-hmm. Alexa.
Well, just that he would come down to our earth and die for us is kindness.
Sure is.
He always healed people, even his enemies.
That's right. We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The next fruit of the Spirit is goodness. As Christians, we're guided by the Holy Spirit, God's powerful Spirit that helps us make good choices. And I'll give you an example. If you were walking down the street and you saw some money fall out of someone's pocket, what would the good choice be? Gwenny?
To say, like, hey, sir or ma'am, you dropped your money and give it back to them.
Good. And how about a bad choice? Catherine?
To just put the money in your own pocket?
That's not the good choice. Well, how about some other examples of some good things that you can do for people?
You can pray for a friend who's having a bad time.
Okay. Morgan?
Help your parents out when they're very busy.
Okay. And Catherine?
help an elderly person.
Okay, yeah.
You can try to get along well with your brothers and sisters and spend time with them.
Mm-hmm. There's some scripture that supports this lesson. It's found in the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers.
The next fruit is faithfulness.
That means trusting God no matter what.
That's right, and the Bible is filled with faithful men and women.
Abraham was willing to sacrifice his long-awaited son, Isaac, if that was God's will for him.
Noah worked on the ark day after day, not knowing what was going to happen.
And Jesus prayed for his Father's will to be done as he faced the cross on Calvary.
He was faithful. He even died for us so that we could live forever.
We all will face times in our lives when God will test our faith. We might struggle with things and wonder where God is and what he's doing. But God will always be there for us. What can we do, though, to help us stay faithful to him? Hallie?
Read the Bible.
Okay. Because the more you know about his truth, the stronger your faith will become, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maggie, you have a question?
Having quiet time with God, just one-on-one.
Okay. Alexa?
I'm going to church on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Praying to him if you need help.
Okay. Yeah.
Also being around the right people.
That's right. Can your friends have an influence on you?
Yeah.
And maybe your faithfulness will be tested?
Yeah.
Because they'll want you to do something that maybe you know is not right?
Yeah.
Well, God gives us all that we need to be faithful to him. And he has been and always will be faithful to us.
He has given us so much.
All that we have is from him.
He wants us to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
He wants us to turn away from doing bad things.
And he wants us to tell others about Jesus.
So that his family will grow.
He will take care of us.
God promised us that.
And he will never break his promise.
God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise. He will teach you all his ways. He will help you. In times of trouble, he will save you. Put your hope in the Lord. Put your faith in the Lord. Put your trust in the Lord always.
God said, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go.
That's his promise.
God said, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters.
That's his promise.
God said, I will never leave you. Never will I forsake you.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore. He will love them forevermore. God will never, ever, ever, ever. God will never break his promise.
Bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, whoever believes in me will not die, but will have eternal life.
That's his promise.
Jesus said, I will come back and take you to be where I am.
That's his promise to all who call on the name of the Lord. He will forgive them and he will restore.
The last two fruits are gentleness and self-control. Why do you think it's so important to be gentle? Hallie?
People and things are fragile.
Uh-huh.
We want people to be gentler to us.
It really does feel nice when people are really gentle with us. And self-control. Why do you think self-control is important? First of all, let's talk about some of the things that we need to control in ourselves.
Attitude.
Attitude.
Anger.
Anger.
Like our actions, like watch what we do.
Okay. All very important things. Think that's hard sometimes?
Yes.
I think it's very hard sometimes.
The Bible says, do not sin in your anger.
We should think before we react to things.
We should think of others.
We can always pray for God to help us, though.
That's right. And now that we've covered all the fruits of the Spirit, can you give me some examples of how you show the fruit? Maggie.
Like when someone hits you and then you're going to tell your mom and, like, she's on the phone or something, you have to have, like, patience and wait for her to get off.
Wait for her to get off. Okay. That's hard, especially when your mom has six kids.
Seven kids. Seven kids and then six besides me.
You really have to learn patience with a big family like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hallie.
If someone does hit you, if your mom is on the phone and then she has other problems to deal with, maybe trying to work it out between the person who hit you.
Okay. And that's really hard to do. But when you do that, you show peace. How about you, Alexa?
Well, to be faithful, like sometimes you'll make a promise and God says we're supposed to keep our promises. Sometimes it's really hard to keep it.
Yeah, because we're not only talking about our faithfulness to God in that situation, but we're also talking being faithful to other people, being dependable, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you say something to someone that you're going to do something, then really God wants you to honor that.
Yeah.
Okay.
If, like, somebody did hit you, you'll have to have self-control to, like, not hit them back or say anything mean to them.
Okay.
God says that you're supposed to love your enemies, so not, like, if you're, you know, you don't, enemies don't mean just if you're, like, in war or something, like a school bully or something, you can still, like, love them and pray for them.
Okay, that's right. Now, all of this fruit that we talked about, God's spiritual fruit that he gives us, is given to us through the power of what?
The Holy Spirit.
That's right. And in our own strength, it's really impossible for us to be good and to be faithful and to be gentle and kind and self-controlled. But with God's help, through his Spirit, living in us and guiding us and comforting us and teaching us, that's how we can grow good fruit, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we go to prayer now?
Dear Father, you want us to be kind.
You want us to share your goodness.
You want us to be faithful.
To trust you.
And obey you.
You want us to be gentle and self-controlled.
It is so hard sometimes, Lord.
We need your help.
We can always turn to you, and you teach us through your holy word.
Through the people you put in our lives.
Through the example of your Son, Jesus.
In his holy name we pray.
Amen. Thanks for joining us today.
If you would like to contact us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
If you would like to write to us, here's our address, Karen and Kids, Post Office Box, 168 Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
Or you can email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
We love to hear from our listening friends.
Tell us what you like best about our program.
And don't forget to sign up for the Kids Club.
We hope that you will share God's spiritual fruit with people around you. You can read about them in the book of Galatians.
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
Patience.
Kindness.
Goodness.
Faithfulness.
Gentleness. And
self-control. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we
prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.